why did we feel that it was so important to get Phi Beta Kappa accreditation at TU, and tell us about your efforts to make that happen.
What we had to get was accreditation. Phi Beta Kappa is icing on the cake. Stillwater doesn't have a chapter of Phi Beta Kappa. Nobody would say they don't have everything else, but it's one of those really snob, I said it before, icing on the cake. It is a very special something that if you get it, it means that other places recognize you as being a good school. But it's like the credit we get from a magazine that rates the top 100 universities in the United States. And that has nothing to do with Phi Beta Kappa, except our being a Phi Beta makes us easier to get a good number on that thing. And this university has set as its goal to get up into the rarefied regions. We're currently 82, and that's very good. We're the only school in the state to be listed that way. And our competition is the kind that makes your hair stand on end. The people who are ahead of you, whom you have to get better than, are places like, well, the first three are Harvard, Yale, Princeton. Those are three. The top 10 include sometimes Washington University in St. Louis and sometimes somebody else, because it's a tough thing that we got. We had no accreditation from anybody when I became president. Edward is right. In 82, I was named the executive vice president because the Board of Trustees was embarrassed that we were not accredited. The Board of Trustees, which interviewed me, knew what I was saying, whether I was saying it out loud and in so many words or not, that I was taking on the job of getting the university accredited, and that when that was done and when it could be paid for, I would be going on to something else. And that's what my strange behavior is. I mean, I had lots of things I wanted to do, and one of them I'm doing now. So anyhow, the accreditation is from the North Central Association, and it is a group that is not known to people like Edward, because Edward's a faculty member. He maybe has to fill out a questionnaire, but he never knows what this is for or why we're doing it. But the North Central says you may not offer the doctor's degree, you're not good enough. It says you're not good enough to offer a bachelor's degree in chemistry. They can really slap you around. And TU was the kind of school that they thoroughly enjoyed slapping around. We were young, we were in a new town, we were headed by a man who had been a small-time banker, and although we had good teachers, when we lost those teachers, any of them for a reason, had not replaced them with as good teachers. Replacing ought to be, you replace somebody who's better than yourself. What happened is we were replacing better than what we had. It wasn't good. It wasn't good. You don't want that. You really have to get something better than yourself. And what we had been doing was getting something as good as ourselves, but no better. So you don't ever get any better that way.
All right, so you're talking about the accreditation of the school, but I thought there was an accreditation to Phi Beta Kappa.
Well, there is. But we would never have gotten it had we not been accredited as a school.
Okay.
So you have to start there. And that's hard. We were not accredited for anything, so we had to get the bachelor degree accredited and then the master's degree. And then we went for the doctor's degree because we had a good dean for engineering who cared about, Langenheim cared about the kids and cared about their being good engineers, but he did not care about status. He was the greatest executive officer I have ever known, and I love him for it. But it took Scott Walker to get us the doctor's degree in engineering approved. We had good people in English, for example. Franklin Eikenberry is one of the greatest teachers of Shakespeare, admitted by Shakespeare scholars to have that rare honor. But he didn't care a thing about status. I mean, I wear the same shirt every day because the woman who launders for me is not coming this week. And he went right ahead teaching great classes in Shakespeare. So what we got with accreditation is we got the people all over the United States to agree that what we did was as good as what they did. And then when we got that, we were trying to get it down to we do in engineering. So we're now 82nd out of all the universities. OU is not part. How they get in, I don't know. All I can say is I'm glad we got in. We now are 82nd on this magazine list. That's a credit. That's what is important. You must have it. And we have their accreditation now to offer any degree we want, anytime we want to offer it.
In the accreditation of Phi Beta Kappa, didn't it require a certain percent of the faculty have their doctorates?
Oh, it required everything. But by that time, I knew the game. I could play it. And I said to the man, tell me what it is that you would like to have, and we'll come as close to that as we can. And he said, I would like for you to have a university that if there were no Phi Beta Kappa, you could found it. You could make up and initiate a thing which would be called Phi Beta Kappa. And we did, which is a great honor. But this school, which when I started going to college in 1944, had no students here except those who could go nowhere else. And I was happy to see that our student body is totally selected. And I don't think you should ever announce or take pride in how many you turned away. But this student body is so ready to go to college that we better have a darn good faculty. And we do.